On a Monday, it's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Clay Masters. Last week, lawmakers had to meet a self-imposed deadline to get bills out of committee to keep them alive and move to the full chambers of the House and Senate. With me this morning to talk about what got done and what to expect, as she is most Mondays, is IPR State House correspondent Joyce Russell. Joyce, good morning.
Hello, Clay.
So, Joyce, what are the highlights moving forward?
Well, there's no surprise that some of the top GOP priorities are very much alive moving forward. Defunding Planned Parenthood, an abortion restriction bill, voter identification, a comprehensive gun bill. Others haven't gotten as much attention. There's a workers' comp bill that reduces workplace injury benefits in some cases. And that's now on the fast track as a Republican priority. By that, I mean it will go into effect upon enactment. It has the governor's backing. It's also worth noting that bills cleared committees in both the House and Senate to ban cell phone use while driving. In the past, the House has resisted even making texting while driving a primary offense, but this much stronger bill is now a live wire in both chambers. Also, some sentencing reform. There's one bill to address the disparity between crack and powder cocaine penalties, another bill to ease up penalties for first-time possession of small amounts of marijuana. I don't think those were part of the GOP playbook necessarily going into the session, but there is bipartisan interest in sentencing reform.
You bring up that comprehensive gun bill. What do you think this bill is going to look like?
As we heard on our River to River program last Monday, the campus carry provisions were taken out of the bill. Many people objected to allowing weapons on campus, so that's not in there anymore. Also, the original bill would have gotten rid of mandatory permits to acquire and carry weapons. That would have meant no background checks for private gun sales. That got taken out of the bill. The most controversial part is still in there, the so-called stand your ground language. That means no one has a duty to retreat if a person's life or safety is threatened. Also, a person may be wrong in their estimation of the danger or the force necessary to repel the danger.
There was also a late night last week as lawmakers were hammering out the voter ID law. Where do things stand here?
Well, the Secretary of State's bill brought out big crowds at every turn. There will be a new requirement to show an ID at the polls and some new requirements for absentee voting. A long list of good government and social service groups see these as restrictions on voting when voter fraud is not a problem in Iowa. We will probably hear from some of them tonight at a public hearing at the Capitol. Now, that the House originally proposed its own restrictions beyond the Secretary of State's bill, they would have put a new window on early voting and mandated polls to close at 8 o'clock instead of 9 o'clock. Those didn't make it through, but the House still does include eliminating straight party voting, which was part of their addition to the Secretary of State's bill.
On to another issue that was getting a lot of coverage last week, and that is abortion. The so-called personhood bill has failed, but there is still a bill that would restrict abortions in the state. What is moving forward here?
Well, what you're referring to is the personhood bill would have declared that life begins at conception, essentially banning abortion. That bill did not make it through, you're right. Another bill is a live wire to ban abortion after 20 weeks. The personhood bill, if it had passed, would have almost certainly been a vehicle for a court challenge. House Speaker Linda Upmeyer favored both. She described it as the personhood bill being a long-term solution as it made its way through the courts, and the 24-week bill having an effect right away.
What else did not make it past this deadline you think that's worth noting here?
Well, there were some high-profile things that got floated in recent weeks. A death penalty bill, for example. There was a last-minute subcommittee scheduled on that bill. The mother of the little girl, Jetsetta Gage, who was kidnapped and murdered, she was invited to come to the subcommittee. There was confusion over the time, and the subcommittee was canceled at the last minute, so that's no longer a live wire. The other big thing that didn't happen is a top priority for the GOP, and that's education savings accounts that would divert public dollars to private schools. It's still a top GOP priority, but Republicans say the money wasn't there for it this year.
Also, there are three public hearings today. What are they, Joyce? Lay them out.
Okay, as we said before, the voter ID bill, another bill to prevent Iowa towns from passing higher minimum wage laws than the state, and also the bill to reorganize the Des Moines Water Works. That bill would likely take the steam out of their lawsuit against three Northwest Iowa counties over water pollution. Then tomorrow, another public hearing on the workers' compensation bill that would scale back benefits for injured workers.
All right. Joyce, thank you.
Thank you, Clay.